welcome to the Library Show. This is your host, Dylan Everett, and we're about to start right now. Here with us this fine morning is book author sensation Susan Carroll McCarthy, here to discuss her amazing book, Lay That Trumpet in Our Hands. The book takes place in Mayflower, Florida, in the year of 1951. It's centered on a young girl named Risa McMahon and her family. Her best friend, Marvin Cully, was murdered by the KKK. As Risa's family fights for justice for Marvin's death, Risa matures from a girl to a young adult and sees how terrible things really are in the South. Here to kick it off are my co-hosts Aaron Reedy and Elizabeth Ramirez.
So, Ms. McCarthy, is it all right if we call you Susan?
Sure.
Okay, Susan, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, for starters, I lived in Central Florida, so I would always hear stories about what occurred there while the Klan were around. I soon got very interested in the injustices that occurred, and the more I learned, the angrier I became, and I wanted to make it so that everyone, at least the majority of the people, would know what happened, so that it wouldn't occur again. Ultimately, I wrote it so that other people could learn from the Klan's mistakes.
Why do you think people will learn from their mistakes?
I think they will learn because, if they haven't already heard, the Klan were driven by a vision that included staying to their old ways. The world was changing and the social classes were diminishing among whites and African Americans, and they didn't like it. They didn't like the changes, so they tried to keep it the way it was, and that was terrible. And it got worse when they started to kill people so ruthlessly. That's when they drew the line and needed to be stopped. I'm hoping that if people read my book and go more into depth with what I've just said, they will see how rotten it truly was and not do it again. So if a situation like the Klan came around again, people would remember what occurred last time and not let history repeat itself.
I've got to know, and I'm pretty sure everyone else is eager to ask this question, so I'm just going to ask. Why did you write it in Risa's point of view instead of an adult's or an African American's?
I had a feeling you'd ask that sooner or later. I wrote it in her point of view because I wanted to see it through her eyes. I wanted the reader to see how she was feeling about all the different things that occurred, like Marvin's death, Harry T. Moore's death, and how the Thomasinis were forced to leave, all because of the Klan. I wanted to emphasize how terrible the Klan were to get the reader's attention, and I figured what best way to do that than to have them see it through Risa's eyes, since she despised them so much.
How long did it take you to write the book, and why did you end it as you did?
It took me about a year and a half to write the book, and I think that in the beginning, I took the longest because I wanted to make it so that the reader would stay interested and keep reading it until the end. I also had to mix some of the fictional characters with factual events, so I had to make sure it was realistic. When it came for the ending, I had to make it amazing and heartwarming, so I ended it saying, "It was Marvin I remember whenever I smelled orange blossoms, who showed me my stripes and gave me his wings." I assumed that if I tied that back to a memory previously mentioned in the book with Marvin, it would cause the reader to feel heartwarming or at least enjoy it. I also thought that was the best way to end such a heartfelt book, so I stuck with it.
We're going to take a short break, but don't worry, we'll be right back.
Have you ever been at home on a rainy day with nothing to do? If so, don't worry, we have an easy solution. Here at Library Publications, we publish all types of books that are sure to get rid of your boredom and transport you to another reality. So come on down, where all your boredom will soon be cured.
Library Publications is not responsible for boredom that is not cured. Not all books are available here, and not everyone will be the one you like. But all books are good for all readers, young and old. And we're back.
So, Susan, how many publishers didn't accept your book, and why didn't they?
5 publishers didn't accept my book because they didn't think my book would sell. They thought that it was boring and wouldn't be appealing to the chosen audience.
Yeah, me.
When they didn't accept your book, how did you feel?
When each of those publishers didn't accept my works, I felt like a teenager being rejected by my crush after I told them I liked them. Like, I've given them a piece of me and they threw it in the trash. I felt bad each time, but I never gave up. I always persevered and kept asking others until, luckily, the 6th publisher accepted it. That feeling of being accepted felt amazing, like a child waking up on Christmas to find out they've gotten the toy they've been begging Santa for. That feeling took away the sad feelings the other publishers gave me, and that made it all worth it in the end.
Were you ever insecure about writing this book?
Well, I think that every book author is insecure about his or her book at some point. At times like these, you should surround yourself with people that support you and can also help you push away that insecurity. That's exactly what I did. The moment I started having doubts, I would call my mom and dad and ask them questions like if the book idea was good or if it would get published and things like that. But they helped me feel confident about my book, so my insecurities fluttered away. But yes, I was insecure about the book.
Since this is the last question, I'm going to ask it. If there were some young authors listening, what would you want to say to them?
I want to say that all book ideas are great ones. You just need to make it enjoyable not only for the reader to read, but also for you to write. If a publisher decides against publishing your book, don't let it get to you. I know that's easier said than done, but if you let it go and keep that confidence, you won't feel as bad. And always remember that someone will read your book and love it as much as you do. Sometimes you just have to send it to as many publishers as you can and wait for the yes you so truly deserve.
Thank you, Susan. Well, that seems like all the time we have today, and we want to thank you again for coming down here today.
It was my pleasure.
I'm Dylan Everett.
I'm Elizabeth Ramirez.
And I'm Erin Reedy.
Have a great day, and we'll see you back here next time.